downtown and around the square, Burnett, Texas, small town like Mayberry, USA. Around the courthouse square, there are lawyers' offices, and there's the library, the movie theater. There were city offices and county offices and the First State Bank. But mostly, it was retail. There was the drugstore, Kirkendall's. There was the jewelry shop, Wofford's. There was the hardware store, owned by the Withers, the furniture store, Scoggins, and Western Auto, Mr. Everett. And then, of course, there were clothing stores. On the square, as a kid, you could go into Dilbeck's, and it was a large store. It seemed large as a kid. Two-story, you could even go upstairs. They had men's and women's and children's. You could buy a cap. You could buy shoes. They had it all. I mentioned previously that David's department store, it wasn't really a department store, it was a fabric store, and again, it traumatized me as a child, but they also did sell shoes, and I bought my white band shoes for seventh grade. Also on the square was Bobby's Tottentine. It was a kid's store where, you know, they sold Buster Brown clothes and pajamas and little dresses and kid. I don't know of any teenager that went in there, but it was a great name for a store. But most of all, there was Seidensticker's. Mr. and Mrs. Seidensticker came from Comfort, Texas in 1938 and opened Seidensticker's men's store. Now, the Seidensticker's were of German descent, and they were Episcopalians. Now, I'm not sure how Germans or Episcopalians fit into Burnett. It was a little frightening. But they opened their store in 1938. Mr. Seidensticker, Mrs. Seidensticker in the men's store. Some years later, they put in on the same side of the square, right down the road, right about three businesses down, Seidensticker's ladies' store. And then on the west side of the square, Seidensticker's outlet store, all the stuff they didn't sell, they moved over to the outlet store. The Seidensticker's were great community leaders. Mrs. Seidensticker was the first woman elected to the Burnett School Board. Then years later, the first woman elected to the city council. But to walk into the men's store was amazing. That smell of mothballs. That's what it smelled like. I don't know if it was supposed to smell like that, but it just reeked of mothballs. I think they went to market every 5 years and just put everything under mothballs for the next years. But as you got past the mothball smell, you then could smell that denim, that blue jean denim that would just stand up on its own, for weeks and weeks after you had washed it. Stiff denim. To see what they could do with a cowboy hat. Mr. Seidensticker could get that steam and could get that felt hat just the right way. They sold boots too, and so the smell of leather, blue jeans, and mothballs. You'd go to Seidensticker's to buy school clothes. And you would go to Seidensticker's to buy church clothes. And growing up, there was difference in school clothes and church clothes and play clothes. When you came home, you put on your play clothes, which were really just school clothes that you'd worn out. And there was definitely a difference in school clothes, work clothes, play clothes, and church clothes. My dad, every day of my life, was the one that woke us up as kids. He woke us up, and he believed that if you slept past 8 o'clock, you'd miss the whole day. So even when I came back from Baylor, and Dad would say, you know, it's 8 o'clock, you're going to sleep all day long? No, it's just good sleeping time. And Dad would always say, get up and get dressed. Get up and get dressed. And on Sundays, he would say, get up and dress up because it's Sunday. Sometimes I wonder if the Apostle Paul, on one of his three missionary journeys, didn't somehow make it to Burnett, Texas. and didn't somehow make it to my house and hear some of the things that I heard, and then he pretended like he was at Thessalonica or Philippi. Maybe the Apostle Paul made his way around the square in Burnet, Texas. If you have your Bibles, we're in Colossians chapter 3. Now, Paul loved all the churches that he wrote letters through, the churches that he started, the churches that he was a part of. Paul really, even the churches that had some problems, and he told them of their problems, but he had such a love for every church. The church at Philippi, those believers were special, but the church at Colossae, it was special indeed. I mean, chapter 1, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters of Christ, grace to you and peace to you. Paul in chapter 1 said, I thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when I pray for you, because you have heard and I have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote, I have heard of the love that you have for all of God's people. Chapter 1, verse 9, he said, For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We ask God to fill you with knowledge of His will and His understanding so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and that you might please Him in the way you live. So all of that's prelude to then Paul comes into his letter, chapter 3, our text, where Paul writes, so therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive, for the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these virtues, put on love that binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called into peace. And be thankful. Now, I used this text just a few weeks ago when I officiated my son and his new bride's wedding. But I think it's a great text for us in the church today and for us as individual believers. Did you catch what Paul said? Therefore, since God has called you, since you have started this pilgrimage, since you are new believers, you are the church, therefore, and he uses three words, as God's chosen, as holy, as the beloved. Now, Paul's not writing to Jewish believers. He's not writing to the Pharisees. Paul knew of that. He wasn't writing to Israel, but he uses that same terminology. He says, you as believers in Christ, you are the new Israel. You are chosen of God. You are holy. You're set apart. You are beloved. Paul's saying, listen, believers, listen, church. You are redeemed. You have been purchased. You've been adopted. You are heirs of God. You're joint heirs with Jesus. You've been set apart. You've been picked. You belong. You are the elect ones. As a result, because you've been chosen, because you're set apart, because you are so loved of God, you need to get dressed. You need to get dressed and you need to dress up. And that's where Paul then suggests five garments to put on. And four garments that should then follow. Put on, Paul said, put on, clothe yourself, did you catch them? With compassion. Your text, your translation may say with mercy. Put on a heart of pity. Put on compassion. Put on kindness. put on humility. Paul said, clothe yourself with gentleness. Clothe yourself with patience. Now, these virtues that Paul described, the virtues that he's telling these believers in Colossae, he's not saying this is how you relate to God. You relate to God in patience. You relate to God in humility. No, he's saying this is how you must relate to each other. These virtues are virtues that you have toward the community of faith, the community of believers, and all people. Listen to me, church. The actions, the attributes, the attitudes listed in Colossians 3, verses 12, 13, 14, 15, right here, this right here, Colossians 3, if we as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, who are called out, who are holy, who are beloved, if we would clothe ourselves like this, this alone, it would change our world. If we as a church would clothe ourselves with these five virtues, it would so change our city. And I'm convinced that we couldn't contain the folks who would come into our church. We couldn't hold, our sanctuary wouldn't be big enough for folks who were wanting what we had if we lived it before them. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But if we were to ask the folks in our world, if we were to ask those on our streets in Lufkin, if we were to walk through Lufkin Mall or Target or Walmart, and if we were to ask folks, tell me words to describe Christians in our community, tell me what words you would use to describe folks who hang out at the church, I'm afraid they wouldn't start with compassion, patience. Because you know what? The church has become a place where those who are hateful, seems to me, maybe we're the exception. But so many churches are mean-spirited and egotistical. The church has become a place of folks who are just so angry and judgmental and dogmatic and walk around holier than thou. That's how most folks who aren't in the church would describe the church today. Now, that's hard for us to swallow. And we think, well, there may be churches, folks. That's what the world's telling us. When the world thinks of the church, they don't picture these attributes because we're not clothing ourselves with the attributes of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, but we're mean-spirited. And we're just so angry, and we're awful judgmental. We're so dogmatic, and we are so holy. It would change our city. It would change our city if we clothed ourselves like this. We're holy. We've been set apart. We have been chosen as believers. We are the beloved. Paul was right. So clothe yourself. But he didn't stop. And I wish he would have, because even those five attributes, when Nate was helping me, those first five attributes, that was plenty. But Paul went on in verse 13. Bear with each other. And forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord God has forgiven you. And have you been forgiven by God? Every one of us. I pray every one of us has experienced God's forgiveness. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Paul said, if we ought to clothe ourselves with forgiveness, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Verse 15, and let the peace of Christ, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, because as members of one body, you were called to peace. You were called to be peacemakers. You were called to bring folks together to profess the peace of God through Christ. Peace in your heart. And then it's like Paul just threw that last little part of verse 15. Oh, and by the way, be thankful. Now look at what Paul is saying. He's saying dress and dress up. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, peace, and be grateful. Be thankful. Oh, yes, we're thankful at Thanksgiving. That week leading up to Advent, we count our blessings. We're so thankful for our food and our family every day. When the world looks at us as believers, chosen, elect of God, do they see in us one that is totally dressed in thankfulness? But we're not fully dressed. Nate looked like he was fully dressed. He had everything on until the very end, and he put that robe on, and that's verse 14. I want to read it from the Message translation. Verse 14, Colossians 3. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's the basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Of all things, all of these attributes, all of these items of clothing, forgiveness and peace and patience and thankfulness, humility. At the end, Paul said, and wrap it all up in love. The church at Corinth, Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of men, if I speak in the tongues of angels, but I don't have love, I'm just a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and I have all knowledge and I have faith that can move a mountain, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and I give my body over to hardship, and I boast, but I have not love, I gain nothing. Love never fails. These three remain: faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love. Downtown and around the square, as a kid, I heard many stories. And I learned a lot of lessons, and there were truths that were taught. But when I think of Siding Stickers men's store and ladies' store and the outlet store, I will always think of Colossians 3. Paul said, get dressed. Get dressed. You've been called. You are holy. You are set apart. You are believers and followers of Christ. So get dressed. And not just get dressed, but dress up. Dress right. Put it all on. so that the world will say, there is something different. There is something different about us as followers of Christ. Not that we're angry, not that they're mean, not that we're judgmental, not that we're dogmatic, but that we are like Christ. They'll know we're believers by our faith.